Sans Pants Radio, they all agree we're the winners.
We have a new Sans Pants YouTube channel, hilariously named Sans Pants CinemaScope because I guess we thought having a word hardly anyone knew that was difficult to type was a clever thing to have in our new channel name. This channel is the place to go if you want to see our gorgeous faces, watch me, Zaman, and Adam play some sweet video games together, or any other little video thing we produce. Whenever I'm being filmed, I touch my face a bunch, as, like, I guess a nervous twitch. So enjoy that! Just head to Sans Pants CinemaScope, that's CinemaScope, and subscribe. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
And I'm Ralph Attanasia.
And today we're talking dinosaurs. Two, part two, it's the second one! What's your best dinosaur noise? Can you do a good dinosaur noise?
How was that for everyone?
It was very painful.
That was a velociraptor.
I like that I'm asking everybody to do...
instantly.
It's going to be loud.
I like that I'm asking everyone to do dinosaur impressions, but like, we don't know what dinosaurs sounded like. I could be like, that'd be fine.
Dead on.
Would you be, imagine if you traveled back in time and like you see a T-Rex and it's there and you're like, oh man, it's gonna roar, and it's just like, oh, instantly disappointed by prehistory. Fuck the Jurassic period.
Or the sounds they make sound too much like words that you can recognize. Like you're just staring across some vista of like, you know, ancient palms and conifers, and this head comes up through the trees and just like, jelly donut.
I like to think that I'd go back, like travel back into the present, like from the time travel agency. They'd be like, you cut your trip short. I'd be like, yeah, something's wrong. I don't know if it was just my trip.
Why is no one talking about this?
It's really strange.
Well, it's like when we
Did
found
the
out
Brontosaurus that... say jelly donut? Because that happens.
that's the only one. Yeah. The rest of them...
We don't put it in the brochure.
It's a nice surprise.
Little extra bang for your buck. But it was like when we found out that dinosaurs had feathers. Like, I remember finding that out, that becoming like a fact when I was in primary school about like 6 or 7. Everyone's like, dinosaurs might have feathers, guys. Dinosaurs... feathers.
It was a shock.
And it was a shock. And now they're like, yeah, all dinosaurs have feathers. And you're like, nah, they're less scary.
Growing up has been just discovering more and more disappointing things about dinosaurs.
Well, I got to say, it's like I've had the idea in my head long enough that now when I see them without feathers, it looks wrong.
Yeah.
But I was talking to an English scientist. So like, that's double science.
That's
and he said the same thing you guys said. He was like, you know, when they first started saying that like, all dinosaurs might have feathers, I was going, yeah.
And then you learn more and more things, and it becomes more and more disappointing. When they first started naming them, they were like terrible lizard, which I think is what Tyrannosaurus Rex means, maybe? Or just dinosaur?
That's what dinosaur means.
There you go. And you're like, whoa, a terrible lizard. And then you're finding out velociraptors are the size of chickens.
I remember arguing that point so hard in high school because someone had watched Jurassic Park too many times.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're giant. And I'm like, they're the size of a turkey.
They are not cool.
Oh, I love taking people to the Museum of Natural History in New York and showing them the velociraptor skull that's there because it's like the size of a dachshund's head. And everybody is so bummed out when they see it. It's great.
That's the best. I'm trying to think because there was another dinosaur that I used to love. Plesiosaurs. You know, you love a plesiosaur. It's like the sea brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Again, tiny. Probably didn't look the way we think they looked. It's all very disappointing. Rigid necks. The plesiosaur couldn't bend its neck. Because it was like a periscope or whatever. Oh. Yeah, like a submarine dinosaur.
I'm just thinking of Nessie.
When you think about it, like if you've got a neck as long as the rest of your body, like the muscles that it's going to take to like move that thing around like a snake, like we always saw it in books when we were a kid, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just not going to work. But does that mean if you flipped one... like, it's just done? Like, if you got underneath a plesiosaur and flipped him, his head's just underneath, and he can't write that. I mean, maybe he could write his body, but it's an effort. Like, if you were...
I feel like it would be like a gear stick on an automatic car. Like, it's got some movement.
Not, just not enough.
Yeah, like, it can go up and down. Thank God I have a pen to, like, illustrate this.
So if you, like, grabbed the plesiosaur's neck, you could maybe rock it back and forth. Do you think, here's going to be my hypothetical, which we never got to, plesiosaur neck lengths aside. Do you think if you were transported back to prehistoric times, you could survive living in that environment? Assuming that, like, the air didn't kill you instantly, because it probably would.
For how long?
How long could you survive? Mm. Let's say you're in there for, like, as however long, and you can pull the plug whenever you want. You can be like, oop, take me back to the present. How long do you last?
How long does it take a man to starve to death? Because that's how long I'd last.
3 weeks. But that's a good
That's point. It, baby.
Because I don't know what I can eat. I don't know what I can eat now. I'm not going to know what I can eat in dinosaur times.
I'd do all right.
Yeah, all I know for a fact I'd be able to eat is meat.
Yeah.
And I'm not killing any dinosaurs. Like, all of them are better at living than I am. I'm a soft city boy.
It's true. And there's, like, no other mammals. You're all the only person with skin. Everyone else has whatever dinosaurs have. Another kind of skin.
Well, in my mind, dinosaur tastes like crocodile, so I feel like I do all right.
That's so true. That's so stupid.
Because crocodile's just like chickeny calamari.
Mm.
And if you can find a small dinosaur, like, don't start with a T-Rex. But you should find a small dinosaur, bludgeon it. Skin it.
Just give it a bludgeon.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I haven't invented a gun. Bludgeon it, skin it, roast it.
See, dinner. That was the first thing I did.
Did you invent a gun when you were back
when
in time?
When I got back in time.
Better
yeah.
than me.
Instantly you get
the
there.
The second,
like...
I got to prehistory, all right. I was like, let's build a gun. Otherwise it's stupid. Everything else is dinosaurs.
Fuck, you're not going to be able to get one with a rock like Zoe. You're going to... A gun, that's the one you want.
He's a soft city boy. I'm a tough country chick. I'm going to be all right.
You're going to get him with a rock. I'm dying instantly. I feel like the moment I step out of the time machine, a T-Rex just eats me, and that's the end of it. Or...
Not even one of those vegetarian dinosaurs would just step on you.
Like, maybe I'm climbing a tree trying to get, like, a coconut, and it just mistakes me for a leaf and takes me away. I actually think if I was going to die by a dinosaur, I'd like it to be a pterodactyl that just picks me up and takes me to its babies. You know that classic scene where, like, the pterodactyl has the thing that it's going to feed to its babies in giant eggs? That.
Yep.
I want to die like that. Yeah. This became about how I want to die.
It's really disappointing. Man, everything cool about dinosaurs is ruined by actually lurking at dinosaurs. That scene when the pterodactyl swoops down and picks someone up and they go, damn, and they're gone. When you look at their feet, they're just like little flat regular feet. They're not grabbing anything. Really.
If it tried to just barrel me over on its way. Didn't they pick up fish? Or is that a lie?
No, they pelican-beaked it, but not as good as pelicans.
Man.
Yeah, you look at a lot of the ones that ate fish, and they have, like, these crazy overlapping needle teeth that stick out the front of their beaks. It's just, like,
dude,
pointing forward. So when they get into the water, they're, like, spearing it with their teeth.
What?
It's not a good time for a fish.
How does a pterodactyl eat it, though, after it's speared it on the front of its mouth? Does it just spit it out?
Chopsticks.
Jackson, you know what happens when we get like a little bit of phlegm on our lip?
Yeah.
And we use our tongue to push it back in our mouths?
Gross.
Or push it out? I don't know what you do with your phlegm.
If I've got phlegm on my lip,
I like to think
tissues.
They always share.
That's clever. That makes a lot of sense. But that's so disappointing. Oh, I hate learning about dinosaurs. What about the Ankylosaurus? You know, he's covered in bones. He's got the big thump tail.
Yeah.
Is he still?
Yeah, the best dinosaur?
Yeah, yeah. Is he still cool?
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God. I'm glad we've learned nothing disappointing about that guy. I mean, it's only a matter of
drinks
time.
Drinks like a champ. Never talks shit. He's a good guy.
He'll pick you up. No matter where you are, no matter the time of day, he'll come. He'll pick you up.
My non-fun fact about dinosaurs is that when we started, so in the 90s, there was three types of triceratops.
Sure. I'm not even going to question that. Not even gonna take a moment to look any deeper into what is maybe one of the least true things I've ever heard you say. I'm just gonna let it slide.
I think this is the dumbest sentence I've had.
It's pretty high up. But please go ahead.
There was three types of triceratops.
Yeah.
Three different fuck, I'm going to say something dumb again.
You are.
Strains of triceratops.
Oh, there it is. The three different...
Sure, like a virus.
Yeah, exactly. The triceratops
I mean,
virus.
You've heard of rhinovirus. Yeah, there's also triceratops.
Uh-huh. of the three different strains I can potentially catch. Yeah.
Contracted monocloideus.
And they found out that the three of them were just one breed of
Triceratops. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like a baby version, a teenage version, and an adult version.
So here's the thing about that.
Oh, you know the guy who thank God.
Yeah, the guy who proposed that is a paleontologist named Jack Horner. And I'm not gonna say that like what he's proposing is wrong or that he's not a real scientist, but like he doesn't have a degree in anything.
Oh. Wow.
And if degrees do make a scientist,
which I think they do.
I'm gonna take that back. I'm officially calling out Jack Horner right now. If you're listening, Horner, I'm gunning for you.
What are people doing making scientific claims without degrees? A while back, maybe 2 years ago, my dad took me to this. So we know this person, and they're kind of crazy. And they had tickets to this guy who had this like talk about magic rocks or something. But then they pulled out, and my dad ended up with the tickets. And he was like, Jackson, please come with me because I can't go to this alone. This is going to be just ridiculous. So I went along and it was this massive seminar and the guy didn't have a degree and he kept on talking about how the museum hated him. And his whole seminar was like, indigenous people are wizards. I have a selection of magic rocks that you're not allowed to touch or you'll have a seizure. Ancient Egypt made a pact with Australia back in prehistory. And he'd opened up a tomb and he couldn't read like hieroglyphics, but he just made some assumptions. It went for like 2 hours. I remember going out because we were there with some other people and they were like, what do you think of it, Jackson? I'm like, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting. And they're like, yeah, he's got some good points. I'm like, okay. That's not at all what I'm. He had this one rock and he was like, this rock's really interesting. And then he showed like a close-up of it and it had some scratches on it. And he's like, this is a language made of math. And we were all just like, what is happening? And the one indigenous guy in the audience just got up and left. Because he was like, what is this guy saying? Jeez. Anyway, what a night. He also did a fucking magic trick halfway through. It wasn't to prove. That's the worst part. He was like, okay.
That's pretty traditional, though. Like, when people are giving a lecture, usually there's the halftime magic trick just so that people stay into it because it's a lot of science otherwise.
It's good. You got to break it up with some magicianry. It was just the strangest thing. He's like, write down your name on this piece of paper. Okay. Gave it to a woman. She's like, you just hold on that. Don't show me the name. She writes down her name, holds it. He goes up in front of everyone, picks up one of the rocks, and he's like, all right. And he's kind of like having a joke with the audience. And he's like, all right, your name's Susan. And she's like, no, it's not. And he's like, doesn't work every time. What was that? Why did that happen?
Why were you there?
I don't know. Who was he?
If you're going to do a magic trick during a science lecture, like do it right.
Make it an actual magic trick, not just failing.
I got a real question for you guys. Okay, so you know how there are birds and fancy birds?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. This is my moment.
I'm there.
Okay. You know how birds are dinosaurs?
Sure.
They're descended directly from dinosaurs.
Oh, dinosaurs, fancy birds.
Which dinosaurs are fancy?
Fancy dinos. Quick game of fancy or fuck off with the dinosaurs.
Yes.
T-Rex. New T-Rex with feathers. Fancy.
Pterodactyl fancy.
Pterodactyl fancy.
Triceratops not so fancy.
Ankylosaurus.
You disagree?
Ankylosaurus not fancy.
No, not fancy. Two.
Oh my God, Siri, you're so rude.
Siri, we weren't
Alexa
asking
thought
you
I
anything.
Said Alexa, but I said Ankylosaurus.
That's the best.
Yeah, Ankylosaurus is not fancy. Ankylosaurus is a soccer hooligan.
Yeah, Ankylosaurus is like, Don't drink with him, because Ankylosaurus might swing a punch at you if you say the wrong thing. Swing a
He's
tail at
British.
You.
He's tough British.
He's tough British. He's a neighborhood rowdy, is the Ankylosaurus. Plesiosaurus.
Which one's the plesiosaur?
Long neck, four leg, but fins.
Nessie. Mm.
Yeah, Nessie.
Mm. Fuck off.
I'm going to say that fuck off.
You're a better fish. Megalodon.
Megalodon, not fancy.
Not fancy.
I don't think a shark can be fancy, no matter how big.
They could be like old banker fancy, though.
That's true. Give one a monocle and it's fancy city.
That's fancy. That's fancy as fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like
if it's like
right.
Sydney Green Street, in Casablanca. You know, like you go up to Megalodon and you're like, Megalodon, I'm going to need some money. He's like, well, I'm going to need some fish, aren't I?
Yes.
Fancy.
What's that little dinosaur in all my dinosaur knowledge is coming from Jurassic Park.
Sure.
What's that little dinosaur that eats Newman? Because that's fancy as fuck in my mind.
Yeah, Dilophosaurus.
Oh, God. Thank God you guys know the names.
Yeah.
It's fancy. Like a little frill neck lizard.
Fancy. Fancy. He's got a ruffle.
He's got ruffles. Ruff. But funnily enough, frill neck lizards, the actual still alive lizards, fuck off.
Yeah.
Because they look like tiny little Satans.
Sure.
Which normally is a fancy for me, but.
Insane. Like, a frill-necked lizard has no grasp on reality. It's clinging so loosely to what's going on. You look in their eyes, and it's just madness and void.
It is. Even though I know that a frill-necked lizard couldn't get me, if it put out its frill, I'm running. I'm just like, okay, sure, it's your desert. Bye.
I was like, this is the other night messaging you, Jack, at like 5 a.m, being like, why don't we talk about frill neck lizards enough? Because I'd been Googling them and someone had posted a picture that they found of one in their letterbox freaking out.
Yeah.
And I just was like, that's how I die.
You open it up and you're done.
Then I just combust and I'm done.
If you grab one by the legs and tail, legs and tail,
sure.
Right?
Good.
And you put your hand around its ribs and slide up, does it open like an umbrella?
Oh, God, I hope so. Oh, God.
I was imagining shotgun.
So what you're like, it's like.
Yeah, kind of, because we play that game with my cat.
Yeah,
where we grab him by both sets of legs and cock him and then play machine gun with him. We can't now because of the back brace.
Yeah,
but once
that's off,
we're going to have a good time. We play machine gun cat and he just kind of sits there and takes it.
Yeah.
And I really want to do that with a frill neck lizard and just like, so much spit just came out of my mouth.
It was an old,
showered the room.
In Australia, I was reading about this the other day, it was an old like miner's tale. Where that the frill neck lizard had its frill so that it could jump out of trees and parachute to the ground.
I believe
is that,
that
not true?
Unfortunately, I don't think that's how the frill. I think the frill goes up.
It goes up just to make them look big.
If it jumped out of a tree, it'd just die when it hit the ground.
Like many things when they jump out of trees, except for glider possums.
Mm-hmm. Or the lizard, what has wings, or a bat.
And like drop bears.
And drop bears.
Like they still fall, but they're just like ferocious enough to survive.
I'm assuming that a drop bear happened because like a koala just fell on a guy and
Just
like and killed it. Because I feel like koalas are hefty.
Hefty. They're just literally the story of drop bears came around because koalas are idiots and they're stoned constantly because they're allergic to the food that they eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the only thing that koalas eat is eucalyptus leaves and that gets them stoned. So what happens is that they just fall asleep and pass out and fall out of the tree.
And land on your head.
And then apparently landed on some dude's head and he was like, these bears are terrifying.
It'd absolutely break your neck if one landed on your head. It'd kill you. It'd kill you outright.
My mum said that I had to restate some facts because last time we spoke about koalas, I said that mum called the zoo. And she listened to the episode and then said that I had to make a correction.
An amendment.
She did not call the zoo for the koala. She called our neighbor for the koala. She called the zoo when there was a snake in our backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't call the zoo for a snake. Snakes happen all the time. We get snake
like,
people
snake.
For that.
We have a dude, the snake dude, who comes and collects our snakes.
There are snake people for
there
that.
There are snake. Yeah, you call the dude.
Mean, speaking as an American, it's always been my understanding that everyone in Australia can handle snakes. That's just a thing.
I have encountered snakes and not been afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could grab one. Mm. But if I, like, come across a snake, I don't run. I'm just like, there's a snake.
Yeah.
But my brother, Ryder, we were walking along the road. He sees a snake with its head in a can, fucking freaking out because it doesn't know what's going on. We're all like, oh, I've got to call someone. Ryder goes up, kneels, pulls the snake out of the can, lets it go. It was a red-bellied black snake.
Those are hella poisonous.
They'll kill you. And then later on, potentially the same snake, got caught in, like, a net my dad had over, like, a peach tree. It was freaking out again.
That snake is dumb.
Ryder pulled it out, let it go. We think it was the
is
same
this
thing.
Like the Mr. Magoo of poisonous snakes? Like, does he have a nephew that's following him around going, ah, oh, don't go into that. Like, ah, my boy, don't worry. I've been getting in and out of cans my whole snake life. Magoo, you've done it again.
I just love, like, what did the snake want in the can? Like,
it probably had delicious snake snacks in there.
But, like, a snake like eats a meat, mouse. Not Mountain Dew.
For some reason, I was imagining, like, a half open can of peaches.
No, it was like a can of Mountain Dew or Coke.
How did it get its head in there?
I don't know. It was a stupid snake.
I'm sure as an American, it seems like such a a different story than what we're telling, because every kind of encounter I've had with any kind of like crazy Australian animal, I'm like, oh man. Like, we've got a blue tongue lizard that lives under our back porch, which is they're fairly common, and to make him not scary, we named him Sneeve. And we feed him in the summer because it's hot, and he sometimes comes in the house and we have to shoo him out. And that's just life.
Yeah, but like, blue tongues aren't that dangerous.
No.
I always remember.
Those are those skinks, right?
Yeah, and they've got the blue tongue and they're like.
Yeah. Oh, they're pretty though.
Yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah, Sneeve is lovely. Oh, and I've angered the big daddy roo that lives on my property, so I can't go outside at dusk at the moment.
What, it'll attack you?
Yeah, it's real mad at me.
Oh, man. Big Daddy Roo is definitely a mobster, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big Daddy Roo looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, he's jacked. It's crazy.
They're so... I didn't realize until recently. I think you guys might have cued me into this, too. They are jacked.
Oh, they are a muscular animal.
They are veiny and jacked.
I was saying, it's a scary penis. Like...
It is.
But like, here on the Jersey Shore, we have like big Italian muscle heads that we refer to as gorillas, and they are not a patch on kangaroos.
That motion you did with your arms was like,
that's
just
the kangaroo
such
pose
a kangaroo
as well.
Motion.
That's
man, that's a good tat.
I'm gonna get a muscle for that arm.
No, kangaroos are scary. But like, I don't know, maybe it's not an Australian thing, but I always feel like it is that like. There'll be this potentially...
Kangaroos? They definitely are.
Yours are in zoos. Ours are just around.
They're just fucking everywhere. But, like, there'll be, like, this very deadly animal. Like, it'll kill you if it gets you. But we don't do anything about it. Like, under my house, there are redback spiders. If a redback spider bites me, I'll die. But we're not like, let's get rid of the redback spiders. You're just like, oh, when you're going out of the house, don't get bit.
Talking about how... Kangaroos. Did you know there's a population of wallabies that lives in a forest in France?
Really?
Fuck, that's cool.
What are they doing there?
There were a bunch of them that got loose from some wildlife park or something. The place where they live, I believe, is called Anse. You'd have to look it up.
Wow.
But there's like 300 of them. And they live out there. And the people who live near this forest in France, like, they hit them with their cars all the time.
Fuck.
And the city has had to start giving out a certificate to give to the insurance company that says, yes, I assure you, there are kangaroos in our woods.
That's amazing.
So, like, when people like, put it on their insurance claims, they're like, no, it's real.
I love that the kangaroos are just, like, doing well in France. Yeah. Actually, that's a quite different environment than here, but they're just, like, getting
probably
by. Right.
They're probably not as sweaty.
Do you ever read, speaking of animals in places they shouldn't be, and I don't know if this is true, and I want to say it's not. There was this river, and in this river, it was, like, near this research plant. And all these rhesus monkeys got out of the research plant.
Florida.
And people started fishing them?
Oh, I don't know about that. They still live there. That's another like weird population of animals that lives where they shouldn't. It's on the Mississippi. It's like between Florida and New Orleans. This guy bought a bunch of them for after a Tarzan movie came out.
Yeah.
He was trying to capitalize on the popularity of it. I think it was Tarzan and Sons. Or Tarzan and Son. Mm. Tarzan's son? Doesn't
Tarzan
matter.
And Son sounds like he like runs an antique place, and that's great.
Yeah. But he put six monkeys on this island. There were three man monkeys and three lady monkeys.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'll put them on the island. I'm going to take people on a tour on a boat around the island and show them the monkeys. He didn't know that monkeys could swim. And they got off immediately.
That's
and to this
awesome.
Day, there's a huge population of them living in the southern U.S.
That guy must be so disappointed. Like, get there first day, gone. Ah, monkeys are expensive.
But this is like 70 years that they've been down there now.
Well, what I was reading...
That's so long!
I was reading that people, hunters or fishermen, whatever, would put, like, fish or bits of chicken on the end of their fishing rods, hurl them into the forest, and the monkeys would eat, get hooked, and they'd reel them in. So I read that. Whether or not that's true.
That's my new favorite hobby. I am going to be a monkey fisherman.
Just the idea of trying to reel it in as it kicked and screamed.
I know. Just a regular fish is hard enough to do.
I suppose when it gets close enough to you, you just got to stab it.
You got to go like, for its eyes.
Like, oh God. Okay, we got it. We got the monkey.
Just be out there fishing. You're like, oh, what do you got, Jack? What do you got? It's a mandrel. Get a knife.
Somebody drown it.
I only got a lemur.
Somebody should probably, somebody listening, fact check that, because if it's true, I'll be so happy.
What have we got next? Is it facts? History?
It's history. Jump into history. Give us some history.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I got some. Do you guys know about the Bone Wars?
I don't know about the Bone Wars, but I'm so excited.
I've heard of a skeleton war, but I think it's a different thing.
You guys are going to love this. So, there was a time in the 1870s to the 1890s, these two paleontologists named Charles Othniel Marsh and Edward Drinker Cope.
Fuck, people had good names back then.
They got involved in what was known as the Bone Wars or the Great Fossil Rush. They were out in, where the hell was it, Wyoming? Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming. Like all the dinosaurs you know from childhood. Except for T-Rex. That was discovered by Barnum Brown, who was also a nut. Like Stegosaurus, Triceratops, Brontosaurus, Apatosaurus, all the classics. Yeah. All came out of this. These guys, so this was when paleontology, dinosaur science was the big, big science. Yeah. Like museums were filling up with mounted skeletons, and they all wanted stuff. And these two guys, who were like scientific rivals, had this just all out, down and dirty, drag out fight to see who could get the most dinosaurs.
That's the best.
To the point where, like, they would hire thugs to go into each other's camps at night and smash up the other guy's fossils with sledgehammers.
Oh my God, what a job.
Yeah. They're in the most inhospitable part of the U.S. Like, they're out in the desert, and they're also they're fighting the elements and also each other to get dinosaurs.
Imagine being one of those thugs and getting the job of smashing a skull with a sledgehammer. How much fun would that be? You would be so happy to be doing that.
Just some Russian for hire named Boris who's just like, okay, smash. Your job done.
That's amazing. Who won?
I mean, nobody really won the Bone Wars, but they tried to destroy each other's careers. There was one, I forget which of them did this, but Plesiosaurus, your guy.
One
of them discovered a kind of plesiosaur and he mounted the skeleton. He had the other guy over to the museum before it was supposed to be unveiled. And he's like, what do you think of my dinosaur? He's like, oh, it's lovely. It would look even better if you had the head on the right end of the skeleton. And he walked out.
That's a line.
And he had to like stop the opening and swap it around. But he had short neck, long tail.
Oh, man. That is.
They had to swap it around the other way. Those guys were brutal with each other.
That's a good one. Making somebody just fuck up their skeletal model is a good, like.
And it's just like the perfect win because you didn't do anything for them to be an idiot.
You just walked in, let them bloody tie their own noose. Yeah. That's good. I like that you got like that like real clever tactical move, and then you've got just smashing bones.
And then we just destroyed everything, and now I'm the winner.
I always feel like, and maybe cartoons have taught me this, that if I'd gone in and seen a big plesiosaur skeleton, I could just pull out one little bone and the whole thing would collapse.
No.
I just did a little bit of fact-checking here. You were asking who won.
Yeah.
It says they were both financially and socially ruined by their attempts to disgrace each other.
That's amazing.
But it led to the discovery of over 142 new species of dinosaurs.
See, that's good,
although
right?
Today, only 32 are valid.
Ah. Ah. I guess
it takes forever to validate a dinosaur, though. It's got low self-esteem.
Part of what happened, too. Oh, I stepped on your joke.
That's all right. It was a bad joke. I cringed when I made it.
Probably should have been stepped
on. I loved
it.
No, but part of it, too, is that they were in such a rush to, like, get these dinosaurs, like, out of the ground and named and beat each other that, like, they discovered the same species over and over a couple of times by accident.
But I'm sure, like, that must just happen all the time if you're discovering dinosaurs. Like, I was going to say, like,
it does.
I was going to say, like, I don't know what dinosaurs look like, but I'm not a paleontologist. I shouldn't be out there
Jackson,
in the field.
Don't say that.
You can be whatever you want to be, kiddo.
Don't give me too much confidence.
This is America.
Like,
you can do whatever you want.
You're going to make it great again, boy.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be standing in, like, a museum, and they're going to be like, what's this pile of bones? I'm going to be like, I don't know. People just said I couldn't do this.
And then I did. I think it counts. It's just...
I was just imagining bits of a cow skeleton, too. So that's real good. That's real funny.
I found it. You did.
Professor Bailey, these appear to be rubber dog bones you've put together.
I don't know how to find real bones, sir.
What do I do, dig for them? Like, they're in the dirt.
Sir, I don't know where to start. Please let me out of the museum.
Another guy you would like, Jack, like, I think you specifically.
Yeah.
Paleontologist, his name was Barnum Brown.
Mm.
And Barnum Brown was like a real kook. He's the guy who discovered Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, yeah.
But no matter where he went, you look at pictures of him, he's a real dandy.
Oh,
he lived around the same time.
Just like you, Jack.
But he would wear full-length fur coats, tennis shoes, and a straw hat, like, every day.
That's amazing.
It's a look.
And he was named after P.T. Barnum.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The circus guy.
Named but after, like, so his parents named him after P.T. Barnum.
That's what I've read.
That's, man, I mean, I guess if you're like, man, I love P.T. Barnum, he sure puts on a freak show. I'll name my child after him. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, Barnum Brown was a weirdo. One assumes at least one of his parents were too, because, you know, apples don't make pears. But he'd find himself in, like, Outer Mongolia and China and stuff, and, like, places where Americans weren't necessarily welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was doing scientific work, and he was hired by the government on multiple occasions to spy on them as well.
Oh, that's
and their awesome. Reasoning was that nobody would ever suspect someone as conspicuous as Barnum Brown was a spy.
Wow. Fuck, that's so good. And, like, he was good at it. Like, that's what makes it even better. Like, he did his job. Fuck. I was going to say, like, if he was in, like, you know, Wyoming, like, hot areas, then you wouldn't want to be wearing the big fur coat and tennis shoes and straw. Oh, I guess the straw hat works. But the rest of it. But if he was in, like, you know, overseas and stuff, oh, that's so good. Did he discover any other dinosaurs?
I don't know. That's everything I know about him. Let's talk about something else.
I got some facts.
All right, hit us up with some facts.
You ready for my dinosaur facts that I found
yes.
dinosaurfacts.com?
Yes, the best place for dinosaurs.
All of my facts are always from
thesefacts.com.
So,
yep, here we go.
Some scientists speculate that dinosaurs can live up to 200 years like tortoises. Damn.
I mean, that's cool. Do they know which, or are they just like, I bet?
I bet. They're putting money on it. I'm just real mad at myself for getting tortoises.
I like the idea that paleontologists just sit around drinking going, you know what I reckon?
Wouldn't it be? It seems pretty reasonable to assume. Like, tortoises live ages. Yeah, fair.
I bet they lived a long time.
they were big. Probably.
The bigger you are, the longer you live. That's science.
I mean, elephants live a while, so what else?
80 years. Dinosaur skulls.
Yep, I'm with you.
Have large holes or windows that make their skulls lighter, which are actually really similar to bird skulls.
Yeah.
And that's how they discovered that dinosaurs had feathers. Because they're actually related to birds than they are to reptiles.
From these facts, it sounds like paleontologists just sitting around being like, hey, you notice how, like, a dinosaur skull, it's got, like, holes in it? You ever see a bird skull? Yeah. It's kind of similar. What if, like, they're basically birds?
I reckon they were probably feathery. That's not... That fact is garbage.
Most of my facts are.
I'm calling you out, dinosaurfacts.com.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
We know they had feathers because we found fossilized impressions of their feathers. Did you see this? This was pretty recent. I'm sorry, Zoe. I'm stepping.
No, it's fine. My facts are bull.
You know that I love you.
I love you too.
So they recently found this hunk of amber that had a dinosaur's tail.
Yeah, I saw that
in it.
I also have seen Jurassic Park.
It was not Jurassic Park. Try again.
Okay.
Oh, that was amazing.
No, but it was like a whole chunk of dinosaur tail with the feathers on it and everything. Like, that's madness.
That's like, we should be getting some. That's what that feels like.
Getting some what?
Some dino DNA.
Oh. Jurassic Park.
Let's make Jurassic Park happen. About time.
See, when you said we should be getting some, I thought you meant to eat, because I was there with you. I was like, let's crack that open and cook that tail.
Just be the most, like, you know some eccentric billionaire somewhere is just being like, I'ma eat it.
Oh, yeah. I want to eat it a lot now that we've
put it up.
I had
the money. Old. Like, meat goes off.
I get this feeling, though, that because it's been trapped in amber, it's going to be like
honey soy dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be so good. Like, just, it's honey jerky at that point.
Yeah. Mm, my mouth is actually watering over something I'll never be able to eat.
That's the
dream. I also think whenever you find like a big scientific discovery that's a bit organic, surely you give it a little nibble.
Just like Darwin.
Darwin ate all the animals.
Darwin ate everything he could find.
Or those guys who found that mammoth frozen in that glacier.
Mm.
They ate the mammoth.
Cool.
Because they had to, or just because they wanted to?
Because they had to. The government at the time had imposed a law.
No, but it's like, no, I'm not. Fuck you, Jack. No, like.
No, come on. You've got a big hunk of frozen prehistoric elephant. It's you and your boys. You're out in the frozen wasteland. Nothing has gone on for weeks. The two of you are not going to sit there and look at that and go, no, let's not eat it.
Yeah,
you were consuming that mammoth. When they found Otzi, that fella frozen in the snow, people should have eaten him too. It's not cannibalism if it's been, you know, over a century.
No, still is. Still cannibalism.
I could eat somebody from a century ago and I'm not going to jail.
I think it would be gross tasting and wormy.
Not about that. It's about sticking it to the man.
No.
Anyway, go on with your facts.
Gotta find other bullshit facts now. My phone keeps freezing.
This
is why I normally write them down. This is for a kid website, so it's like, dinosaurs lay eggs.
Get out.
Gosh darn.
As if. Yeah. Sure some had life babies. Don't want to be laying eggs if you're a plesiosaur. Just sink to the bottom of the sea.
Here we go.
All right.
Mary Anning
was
one of the most famous fossil hunters throughout history, but she was never taken seriously because of the times and society, because she was a woman and she was poor, and most scientists at the time were wealthy white men. Is it your fault? Yeah. I think so.
She's a fascinating figure. Ichthyosaurus, the one that looks like a dolphin. Yeah, yeah. She discovered that. And the seashells, she sells seashells by the seashore, that whole thing. That's about her.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, she was a champ.
Because she would find fossil, you know, like fossil shells and all kinds of like ammonites and clams and things and sell them to people down, I want to say Lyme Regis or that area in England.
I read
that's
somewhere
probably wrong.
That heaps of her, because she was so poor, heaps of her discoveries went by the wayside because she had to sell them to people. So that there are a lot of like wealthy families in the area or just like lost now to time that probably had quite valuable dinosaur skulls and shit just hanging around their houses. Because back in the day, you just like buy them off the poor girl selling skulls. Buy one, and then, you know, we don't, as the now times people, we don't know where they went.
It's real hard to get skeletons nowadays.
It's tough. It's not an easy thing to do. It's expensive and often illegal.
I wanted to get my cat's
Zoe,
tail.
I feel like I've taken some of the fun out of this for you. Like, every time you have a fact, I chime in and you just...
Nah, it's great. Normally, Douche is just yelling at me about beans, so it's pretty good.
You're not feeling like the Douche role of, like, wrong, Zoe.
Yeah, it's normally like, you're wrong. Okay. It's nice, because you're adding on stuff. Like, I always Google these, like, 5 minutes before we do the show, and I'm like, that'll do.
I could try to...
I'll Douche the next one. How's that sound?
Okay, good. Let's give it a go.
I'm going to douche my hair a little bit.
Get as bald as you can. Bald up in your doucher city. Bald up and somehow have your body be like an upside down triangle.
Yep.
And you're doucher.
I don't want to pay out on doucher. I adore doucher.
Look, he's got to cop it. That's the way. He's not here.
He can't defend himself. What are we doing? Just straight up bullying.
Exactly.
He did make me an official Joel. I'm going to douche you this fact. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go.
Researchers believe that dinosaurs...
Wrong.
Perfect.
Yep,
and look at the face. That was the perfect douche smug face. My God, it's like he's in the room with us.
No, don't even miss him. That's a urine douche.
That's fucking spot on. Well done.
Shed their skin like...
Noosher.
Terrible. We don't need old Noosher. We got Noosher. You say dinosaurs shed their skin?
Yeah, that was my fact. The dinosaurs shed their skin like lizards and or snakes.
How many of them did it?
They're assuming all.
That can't be right.
Like
a T-Rex. He's got so much skin.
No, but it wouldn't be like one giant bit like a...
Snake.
It would be like when you get too sunburnt and then you get flaky.
Yeah, and plus they had like...
Zoe. You're wrong, Jackson. You're an idiot. I work in a movie theater.
It's so spot on. Like, when when you like boil it down to its purest form, you see how irrelevant Dutcher can be. What does he bring to the table other than saying that you're wrong, like, saying I'm an idiot, and saying he works in the movie? That's him.
Wait. Ryan Gosling, Mad Men.
There you go. Distilled. That's Dutcher distilled down to his purest, most basic elements.
Now I'm tired and you're keeping me from watching Roseanne.
Holy crap. That's something else.
Those are my facts. I'm done.
Well done. All right, so movies. Which I don't think in the entire run of Shut Up a Second have I ever done.
No.
But here we are, Jackson Bailey doing movies for the first time.
Do you want to do the classic douche gag?
I don't know. I didn't think of one. There are no dinosaurs in movies. Sometimes are dinosaurs in movies. Which is how he starts every fucking thing. And you're like, Dusha, we've been doing this for how fucking long? How about just jump into it? Don't fucking lollygag. Do you think any of us are finding it funny anymore? No. I'm certainly not. Anyway. In We're Back. Oh, look. That's good. That's good stuff. In We're Back, which is a film about dinosaurs where Chevy Chase plays a T-Rex.
In a costume or voiced?
Alas, just voiced.
Hard, disappointing.
Certainly not. John Goodman's the T-Rex.
I'm fairly sure it's Chevy Chase. I would bet money on it. Sam, it's checking
I'll
it
bet
now.
You a United States dollar.
I bet you an Australian dollary do.
That's worth the most.
Come on, Zamet. And I think it's Chevy Chase. Anyway, the plot is that a scientist who is reckless with... It's Chevy. Don't shake your head. Is Chevy Chase in it at all? Fine. John Goodman the T-Rex. I'm sure Chevy Chase was in it. John Goodman the T-Rex is a T-Rex. And then a reckless scientist goes back in time, kidnaps dinosaurs, makes them intelligent. Gives them, like, human brains.
With his brain grain cereal.
Brain grain cereal.
Scientist played by Walter Cronkite.
Wow. He gives them cereal. Ate the cereal, become intelligent, like people. Then he takes them to the future, or the present, which is why it's called We're Back. Because they're back from the past.
From the past.
And
from extinction.
From extinction. Then he puts them on in a theater. Right? Right? Am I remembering this correct? Yeah, let's say yes.
Oh, fucking, I've never seen the film.
Puts him in a theater.
I'm out of things that I remember about it.
I watched it not very recently, but maybe 2 years ago. There's a blood. There's a. The child in that signs a contract in blood. That is.
Oh, with Dr. Screw Eye.
Yeah, Dr. Screw Eye. And he gets eaten by crows at the end of that movie.
And all that's left is the screw. It's so dark.
It's fucked up. It's so dark. And when he's, because the kid's like, I think the guy's like, oh, we'll make your dinosaur pal, your dinosaur. This is the only way to save him. You got to sign this contract in blood. And the boy kid does it. And the girl kid's really reluctant. But like the boy kid forces her. And it's so fucked up.
Right. He's got that scary circus and everything.
Yeah. Because what he's doing is he's taking the dinosaurs and getting rid of their cleverness, turning them back into primal dinos. And then they like the dinosaur nearly eats the kid, but then he's okay. That whole movie, I don't. Like, you know, like you watch a movie and you're like, clearly this movie was intended to eventually turn it into a TV show or whatever. That movie feels like it was that, but it wasn't. And it is so dark.
I've never heard of this film.
Because you probably watched it as a kid and forgot about it. That's what happened to me. And then I watched it again. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Not a TV show. Not a movie, but you get, how old are you? You're both a
26
bit younger than
I am.
Yeah. You wouldn't remember a TV show called Dino Riders. It was from like 1988.
I had Dino Rider toys that I bought at a flea market when I was 5.
That's pretty good.
That's almost the same thing.
There is one. Is that the one you had, Zoe?
That's not what I had.
That's an awesome looking one.
I had mine with like that sharks that were also half motorbike. What show was that?
What?
It sounds awesome, whatever it was.
Were they street sharks? But the street sharks were never a half motorbike. Do you describe this shark bike, man?
So they had, well, they weren't motorbikes, they were quad bikes.
Oh, God, okay.
And the sharks kind of were very angry with pointy teeth and furrowed brows.
They were mad that they were quad bikes.
And this, yeah, that's it.
So they were street sharks? What? They were never half quad bike.
Mine were half quad bike. I bought it at a flea market. I got them for free when I bought my Baby Beyond clothes.
Okay.
I like how, from my end, all Zamet is just a hand with a cell phone.
Just putting it in and being like, Zoe, here's a picture of a street shark. Is this what you mean? You're remembering street sharks wrong? Okay, good.
Well, he's doing it because it's a special episode. Normally just lets us fly blind and be dumb.
I remember street sharks. I had cousins that had heaps of street sharks. I was trying to think, Dino Riders, tell me, what was that show about? Because it's sounding quite familiar.
All right. Let me break this
down. Okay, lay the scene. I'm excited.
In the future of space.
Oh, right.
There's a race of, like, empathic, kind of Aryan humans.
Yeah, sure.
Named the Valorians.
Oh, good name.
That sounds like something
at constant war
mm-hmm.
with sure. the Rulon Empire, who are a bunch of, like, animal-headed mutant space alien guys.
Mad.
And their emperor is Krulos. He's like a frog in a dome.
I love that his name is Krulos.
Yeah.
Clever.
So they're in a space fight, and the Valorians are trying to get away.
Yeah.
And they turn on their space-time energy projector. And it sends them randomly through time and space, but the Rulons lock onto them with a tractor beam, and they all end up in prehistoric Earth.
Oh, that's
and bad. Rather than trying to figure out how to get home, they continue their ages-long war by putting lasers on dinosaurs.
Oh,
that is good. You know what I want to see?
It's the best.
I want to see Dino Riders 2017.
Oh.
The dino war is over. Here's humanity. Humanity's, you get some archaeologist digging up a dinosaur. Not an archaeologist, that wouldn't make sense. Paleontologist digging up a dino.
Attaboy.
I got that. He's like dusting away. He's like, oh, we got some bones here and a laser gun. What would we
assume? And a hammerhead shark, man.
What would we assume had happened? If you're that archaeologist and you find a hammerhead shark man riding a laser dino, what do you do?
Come.
You're like, this is the greatest scientific discovery of mankind. I think you would... I don't know. You'd be so
but
shocked.
But I feel like it would be like one of those... Oh, this is a bad example and I don't want to use it.
I'm
I was going to say, like, you know, like when a schizophrenic says that they're Jesus.
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
So you think if the paleontologist was like, here is my verified hammerhead shark man, we'd be
no.
like, you cray cray, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Jack on this one. Like, you can't prove that you're Jesus, but you could show someone a hammerhead shark man skeleton.
Yeah, you exactly. could definitely show it, but like head in sand. And like we could be like, you made that up.
Yeah, I feel like if we didn't find any other hammerhead shark men or cheetah
yeah.
people, whatever.
And do you know, like it's like anything in the scientific community. It wasn't until like 5 years ago that we like found out stuff about Tutankhamun.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
but
we
at
only
least...
we just found out he had a clubfoot. We've had him for like 60 years.
But a clubfoot is different from a hammerhead shark man.
If we all fart together, do we have a toot in common?
That's all right.
That's such a dad joke.
I'm an uncle now. I can do that.
Oh, that's good. Congrats. I've always wanted to be an uncle, but Ryder refuses to have children.
That's disappointing.
Jack, I recommend it. Just become an uncle if you can.
I'll do my best. Maybe a step uncle? I'll find a way.
Step uncles
just
are great.
Push Ryder into a woman.
Make a baby happen just like nebulously.
I keep saying to my mum that I wish my brother would knock up someone so then there would be a baby in the house that wouldn't be my responsibility or
yes.
my fault or enough of a reason for my parents to kick me out of our home.
That's what you want. You want a baby to happen and it doesn't matter the circumstances.
Yeah, but
as long as you've got a baby to play with, you're happy.
Yeah. I love babies. They're so smushy.
They are good. They are good.
I love babies too.
Would you cover up a dino rider if you discovered it? Put the sand back
no.
on?
No.
Why not?
Absolutely
the world isn't ready
not.
For that.
Do you become leader of
no.
the world if you find a dino rider?
I think that's the case, yeah.
That's the rules, yeah.
Yeah.
I always
are
wondered...
Are you kidding?
Well,
are
like...
you kidding me? If I discovered a dinosaur covered in laser armor with like some kind of Ant-Man or Hammerhead Shark-Man riding it, this face cover of every magazine would be like, Ralph Etzenasia, you wouldn't believe the crap he pulled out of the ground would be the title.
I was imagining Time Magazine.
I'd just be there with like a pickaxe in one hand and a laser gun in the other, wearing a tuxedo and a pith helmet.
I can imagine like headlines being like, who the fuck knows what happened in the past now? Everything we thought was wrong. Shit's
leading
insane.
Scientists agree.
This changes basically everything. Hammerhead shark, man? What? It reminds me of this question that I don't think I've ever asked on Shut Up a Second, but I think I should. What would you think the world would do if we, in a cave, found a living wizard? In this earth, we find just a wizard. Long beard, moons and stars, pointy hat.
Powers.
He's like, hello, I'm a wizard. And he like casts a fireball, shoots lightning from his hands, levitates. What does humanity do? Does the government shoot him in the head because the world is just never going to be ready for a wizard? Or are we like, come to press conferences?
I'd like to ET the whole situation and keep him for myself, but then I guess give him back because of the science.
You get sick because ET gets sick.
I'd probably do the same thing. I'd just have a wizard friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in this situation, I'm good on you both for thinking you'd discovered the wizard.
Well, we could stumble into
I already discovered Hammerhead Sharkman. I'm a famous discoverer.
You're out there discovering all kinds of things.
And I'm trying my best.
If the government
found
a wizard in a cave, we don't know about it. What do you think their move would be? Because I think they'd kill it.
The Australian government or the United States government?
The one world Illuminati.
It's kind of the same at this point.
let's say just your nebulous government body discovers a wizard.
I hope.
Bang, bang, two in the brain. Gang, it's gotta be.
I hope the Greeks find it because they need some money at this point.
Come to Greece.
We got Greece.
A wizard.
We got the wizard. We wish for money.
Do you have Spanakopita? I love that.
That is the first thing my yaya would wish for.
I just love it. Like,
yes, come this way, Carnifex the Green. We'll bring you all of our Spanakopita.
This really fat wizard eating bloody Spanakopita. Oh, that'd be so good.
I love moussaka.
It's so good. No, I have to tell you, my yaya outwogged herself the other day. It was
That's
a beautiful
an impressive
moment.
Feat.
just this woman, she called, we get a call from her old people alarm company because she has one of those at this point.
Yep, classic.
And so we get a call at 4 a.m. being like, something's up with your yaya. And me and dad were like, which grandma is it? Mum's like, the good one. We're like, oh no, we should be wary.
Yep.
Someone had broken into her home. She had attacked them. The cops didn't come for ages. She just called my mum. My mum came and picked her up, and the next day, whilst dealing with all of this, my mum's like, get in the fucking car, we're leaving. My yaya's like, hold on, I must grab the pasta maker because I have to show Zoe how to make pasta tomorrow.
That's amazing. Wait, am I to understand that your yaya won the fight?
She like spooked him, like she had a big knife.
Oh god, I would be so afraid.
And my yaya's a tough motherfucker.
Jeez.
And so she's like, I had a big knife and he tried to get into the house and I kind of like showed him I had a knife and then he ran away.
That's amazing.
And that's my yaya in a nutshell.
That's something else.
I'm so excited that I'm going to be related to her soon.
She's going to love you. My mom's so excited to meet you.
The listeners may not know, but Zoe and I are engaged.
Yeah,
it's coming. It's going to be bloody beautiful.
It's going to be hard to do the long distance thing, but I think we're going to make it work.
All
right, New Jersey to Australia to New Jersey.
Melbourne. America's a sinking ship right now.
Aboard. Yeah, it's nice here. It's been like 40 degrees for the past like what four weeks at this point. I'm ready to die.
It's been sweaty.
I don't know how warm that is.
Hey, that's true. Bloody hot.
You know what? It's 40 degrees here too, but that's because it's winter.
God, that's confusing.
Could we just follow the winter? Would that be our lives, just following the winter? Because I would be so okay with that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't going to work.
Do you like the summer?
I do.
You don't like Australian summer. No one likes Australian summer.
I'm a big I'm a big beach guy. My friends and I, we all like to hang out at the naked beach in the summer.
Nude beach.
Is that every beach? You guys kind of enforce that, don't you, in the States? Every kind of beach is a naked beach if you try hard enough in Australia.
Oh, we have one in New Jersey. There used to be like three, and
is
one of the previous governors closed down all but one. You can tell the long-term Gunnison Beach people from the new Gunnison Beach people, because the people who've been coming there since like the 80s are just couches. They're just leather and buttons.
I don't think I could deal with a nude beach. I love the idea, but I think I'd like to walk through one the way you walk through a museum or an art gallery, as opposed to...
So you want to be a voyeur?
I suppose I just want to look at, like, gines and peens, really, is the takeaway here.
My friends always get mad at me because I treat any beach like a nude beach.
How nude do you get?
Like, nude.
That's not on. That's just public indecency.
Well, no, it's not, like, because we'll always find a quiet little corner somewhere, and then I'm like, I'm going to tan my gine, and not like...
Not just like legs to
the worst is, so I have a small amount of fame, brag, and
you're doing better than us.
It's always awkward when you're hanging out with your friends drinking beers naked on the beach, and somebody comes up and like, excuse me, are you Ricky from Cake Man Show? They're like, yes, that's me, Ricky. Cake, and this is my penis, hello.
Man, that's insane. Oh, no, nude beaches. I couldn't. Oh, my body's hideous.
My body's disgusting.
Nobody needs
everyone
to
else
see
has
it.
To get used to it.
No, I'm doing the world a favor. I'm going to put clothes on. I'd be
We're really kicking the crap out of dinosaurs in this episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
They got it good. They got it good. What other dinosaur movies are there? There's, I'm not... Everyone knows about Jurassic Park. I ain't bringing that up.
What is that? Wait, no, stop. What is that?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Jurassic what?
I don't even know.
The one with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah, Whoopi Goldberg
Theodore
is a
Rex.
Detective. Yeah.
Yes.
What a classic. She hated being in that movie and didn't want to be in it.
No shit.
The
but
movie
no one wanted to be in that movie.
Wasn't released theatrically.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was such a mess that the studio wouldn't put it in theaters. It went straight to VHS.
Somehow, and I know it's no different, going straight to VHS sounds worse than going straight to DVD.
Right?
I don't know why, like, it's the same thing, but straight to VHS, you're like, I've seen that movie. Have you seen that movie?
I've heard about that movie in great detail.
It's a real mess. You know what I like? The guy in the bag.
Which guy in the bag?
Do you remember this part? They're trying to get into, like, a warehouse or something, or a club or something. There's, like, a bag on a countertop. It's like a leather, like, doctor bag. And they walk up, and this little puppet man pops out of it. He looks like something from Beetlejuice. And they're trying to get in, and he's like, oh, whoa, whoa, nobody gets in here. They're like, well, says who? Who the hell are you? And he goes, I'm the guy in the bag. There's no justification for it. It's one of the many things in that movie that's just, wait, what?
Fuck, maybe I need to rethink that film, because that's fucking gold.
And Whoopi Goldberg's a robot at the end, maybe?
Oh, yeah, she is too.
What?
She's just
why?
It's the future, Zoe.
All right,
so
yeah,
Whoopi
I guess
Goldberg,
we do have dinosaur cops.
We can have Whoopi Goldberg being a, you know,
a robo
lady. Do you guys see The Good Dinosaur? That's a more recent dinosaur.
Yeah,
movie.
I liked it. It's fine.
It's dull. It was like nothing's happening.
It was the first Pixar movie that I hated.
Yeah, and nothing's happening. What's the point of this movie? Give me this movie as like a, you know how like the movie
short.
Was supposed to be like kind of like a western. A little bit.
Yeah, but it never stuck to that.
No. I would have
it
preferred...
It was all over the place.
I would have preferred...
You guys,
that...
I don't want to talk about this movie. It makes me upset.
All right. let's move on to a final dinosaur film. Somebody shoot one at me. Let's go. Because I, for some reason, can't think of any dinosaur
that
movie.
That one that I watched a lot as a kid.
Okay.
Where there are tiny dinosaurs.
Sure.
In someone's
Pre-hysteria.
Greenhouse.
Pre-hysteria? Is that what it was called?
They're little dinosaurs. Kids have them.
Yeah. But, like, it's not like it's a pet thing. Like, it's just, like, one family's got dinosaurs.
Right. And there's it might have been one of the Prehysteria sequels because they made like three of them.
Okay, what? That was one that we had that my yaya recorded on VHS, and that was one of the three VHSs she had for us to watch when we
there's
came
like
over.
There's like a T-Rex, a Brachiosaurus, a Pteranodon, and something else. And they're little kids.
That's the one. Zamet's phone hand is brought.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's it.
Chasmosaurus, that's the other one. What a mess.
What was the point of having them? What was the good of them?
Okay, so their dad is an archaeologist. He goes to some Aztec temple where, for some reason, the Aztecs have these, or Mayans or whoever. It's some Mesoamerican culture.
Yeah.
And they have these dinosaur eggs on these altars, and he takes them away from the temple, and then they hatch into dinosaurs. But since dinosaurs are expensive to put into movies, they're tiny dinosaurs. They're like foot-high dinosaur, like animatronic rod puppet dinosaurs. And I don't remember the plot beyond that. I'm sure it's stupid garbage. The T-Rex is named Elvis because he's the king.
Oh, God.
It's just dumb.
I can imagine the shenanigans, but I can also imagine because of the budget that they're not that involved with the shenanigans.
Right. It's not like it's a crazy story that you're like, whoa, what? It's just kind of like,
It was like, I like that he's just like, gets the dinosaurs from a Mayan temple, whatever, don't think about it. They hatched now, that's fine, move on.
Yeah, well,
the
kids are going to have slightly warmer.
We didn't ask for much from our movies back in the 90s. Day. In the 90s, we weren't looking for much. We were happy with basically garbage.
Yeah.
Why? Come on, the 90s.
Well, they hadn't really discovered much about dinosaurs then, so... It was hard.
Yeah, you're right.
There were only three kinds of Triceratops.
Back then, it's crazy.
The three different
strains. The '90s didn't know.
There were only three. But in the '90s, when we first started discovering dinosaurs, there were only three different strains of Triceratops. Turns out they were the one strain.
They were just teenagers. All right.
Final thought. Final question here.
Please, don't shoot.
Don't get into it too deep. Just answer from the gut.
Okay.
You know how in movies. Pets always like understand what you want from them. They can't talk, but they're like a little more human than animals are.
Yeah, sure.
You've got a dinosaur like that. What kind of dinosaur? Go, don't think. Go.
Pterodactyl.
That giant one that lived in the sea. Real big, ate T-Rexes.
Triceratops.
Megalodon.
What's the one? He's long and orange. He's like a big sea crocodile. Orange. Big sea crocodile. Lamorosaurus. Huh?
That's not a word.
Damn. You know the one I mean, though, yeah?
You're thinking like, of like a Kronosaurus or like a Liopleurodon.
Kronosaurus, that's the guy.
Yep.
Kronosaurus. He's gargantuan. I'm like, come here. And he like pops his head out of the sea, big as an island. I'm like, roll over. Go flip some plesiosaurs. And off he goes.
A forgotten Nazi submarine just surfaced off the coast of Australia, and only you can help us, Jackson's Kronosaurus.
Get him! It just eats it in one. There we go. That was blessed.
And then we fly away on Zoe's pterodactyl.
My pterodactyl in my mind was real small and did my hair for me.
That's like a prehistoric Cinderella.
Yeah, I'm like a dinosaur fucking Snow White, and I just get like a pterodactyl to do my hair. Never looks quite right, but he's trying his best.
Especially because a pterodactyl can't...
I love this.
They don't fly like a bird, so it's not like it can be like no, no, no. It's like it's got to swoop down, get a bit of.
I'm just bleeding, and I'm like beautiful.
Beauty is pain. What's the good of a Triceratops?
No,
you could name it Bruce.
No, that's good. Plus, you could hang things on its horns, like your hat.
Mm-hmm. Laundry.
That's where you'd leave your keys.
Yeah, you never forget them. And on that note. I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotta.
And I've been Ralph from TV's Cake Boss.
Thanks so much for coming on. That was great.
That was awesome.
We'll see. Goodbye, listeners.
Bye. We can talk about other things now.
That's our sign-off, yeah? Goodbye, listeners. Yeah! That's what we always say at the end of every episode.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.